Well, good Monday morning to you. You have joined us on the Monday morning motivational call for Team Glacken. Thank you so much for being here. We do love these calls to be interactive, so feel free to chime in as we go through the conversation this morning. We'll be talking about the global conference and why to go and what happens when we're there. And then we'll maybe have some time for discussion about some other stuff as well. But as I mentioned, we do like them to be conversational, so feel free to chime in. We get together every single week to go through a variety of topics from business to personal development to product information. So it's just kind of a great way to jumpstart the week. So I think we're just going to go ahead and jump right in. My name is Denise Gaskell, and I'll be your moderator this morning. So thanks for joining us. If you haven't had a chance to introduce yourself, if when you're sharing in conversation, if you want to say hello with your name and where you're from, feel free to jump in that way as well. But today we're going to talk about the conference. There has been a big push, and you may have noticed, Checkly just released the guest speaker, the keynote speaker for the event, which I think is fantastic. We're only in February here, and sometimes Checkly teases us for months before we get to find out. The annual conference this year is in Las Vegas. It's at Caesars Palace, Thursday, August 16th through Saturday, the 18th. They say it goes until Sunday, but that's really kind of the exit day. They do have some prayer and some other stuff going on that morning as well, though. So either Saturday or Sunday is really when it ends. But they have shared with us who the keynote speaker is, and has everybody had a chance to hear who it is, or did you see any clips from Shackley? Did you see some of the teasers that they shared before they released his name?
I did, yeah. I just can't remember what it is. I don't have my computer on, but I...
That's all right. His name is Brendan Burchard, and he is, they teased with all kinds of great little blurbs before, several days before, so he's a New York Times and Wall Street Journal and some other newspapers as well, right? But he's written three books. He has podcasts that people all over the world have been listening to, and it's been created an opportunity for him to become one of the most listened to, one of the most influential people. If you read through his biography, it's really quite lengthy, and he's a young man who didn't come to where he's at today without some conflict. You know, he had some tough times when he was younger and realized that he needed to really kind of what his theme is, live, love, and matter. And so I think that's beautiful how it goes really nicely with who we are at Shackley. I did do a little digging on him, right? I had heard of him, but wasn't really sure much more than that. So it was really interesting to go to his site. I've been listening to his podcast now, and they're very authentic. They're short. They're not very long. It's not super drawn out, or it's not some people truly have the gift of the gab, right, and kind of can go on for a very long time and fill in a lot of space with hype and verbiage. But I feel like he's the complete opposite of that. You really do hear what he's saying in his short podcast, and they're very heartfelt. At least I felt that way about it. So I think it's going to be a super great, one of the best reasons, actually, to go to the conference. But everybody has their own on what they think is the best reason. And then I'll share real quickly, too, one of the things that I noticed to get to see Brendan, it's going to cost you about $1,000. So looking through his website and reading through his programs, his events, probably are more for the corporate level, people who maybe are purchasing his trainings and his performance academies so that they can send a group of people. Not too many people are spending over $1,000 individually to go to things like this. He also does performance coaching as well, so people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to coach with his team. So they are saying that his events sell out, and because of that, they're saying that the Shackley event may sell out now that they've announced who the keynote speaker is. So if you haven't purchased your tickets yet, this is really kind of the last push to get those tickets, I think. I think there's less than 1,000 left is what I heard most recently. So it's only $199 a person, And this really is only one piece to the conference. So I'll just stop there. Does anybody have any questions about attending the conference or anything else that I talked about?
Do you know how many in Jennifer's group is going? Is there a lot?
I think that quite a few are going. Usually we do have a pretty good crowd. I'm not sure if the team page, I'll look later after our call and see if there is a event created for all of us who are going. I think that'd be the best way to kind of see who's going if everybody chimes in and says that they're going to be there.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, let me write that down so I don't forget. Event on page. I think you bring up a great point, Chrissy. Do you like to go when there's a lot of people from the group there?
I feel more connected. I'm bringing I've got a builder, and I would like to be able to have her see what it's like, you know, to be in the group and stuff. She went to the January conference. I missed it, but she went, and she was all pumped up about it. So hopefully she met, you know, you guys there. And I know Jennifer made it a point to meet her and everything, so I'm really thankful for that. So, but yeah, I need to feel connected since I moved up to Wisconsin. I feel kind of disconnected. So, yeah, I'd like to be able to see.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm making a list of reasons why someone should attend, and to feel connected is one that I have had on there, so I like that.
Yeah, I need that. I don't know about anybody else, but I need that. That motivates me and makes me feel like I'm a part of something. And, you know, we're in a great group, so I want to be part of that and know the people that are in it and, you know, reconnect with the people that I've known for years. And that's basically the only way I can do it since I'm in Florida at Jennifer's conference.
You're bouncing around.
Yeah, I am. No complaints.
Good. Very nice. Well, I think that that's an important thing to remember, not only for ourselves, but for when we're bringing our team members there, is to have them feel connected, because the connection really is huge. Like you said, even though you weren't able to be at the conference that your business builder went to, you made sure that she, you know, met some familiar faces, or maybe she's heard some names or heard their voices and put a face to the name. So I think that's super important. Some people like to go off and do their own thing, but as a team, we try to save seats. We have a texting phone number thing going. A lot of times, hey, we're in section C or whatever, and certainly anybody's welcome to join us. It's not like exclusively just for Team Glacken, but I think it does create that connection that you were talking about.
Yeah, and it is, and it's fun because it's like, yes, I know we can get there and get the seats. Yay.
That is a word that I wrote down for why to attend the conference. They're a lot of fun. So is there anybody on the call who has not been to a Shackley conference? I don't have the list pulled up to see all of the people who are on this morning, so I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if everybody had attended or not. So I guess we could certainly go around and share some of our favorite reasons why to attend. You already shared a couple, Chrissy, you know, the connection and the fun. And the fun is a huge part. Shackley does a great job. I feel like it's a great balance of not too much hoorah or over the top. I don't feel like they spoil it with unnecessary things, but it does end up being a lot of fun. Anyone else have a reason why? What's your favorite reason, or why do you attend? Are you planning on attending? How are you selling it to your team? Believe it or not, people go for all kinds of different reasons, right? A lot of people go for the science. So they did hint that there will be some new products launched, which there almost always are, but you never know, right? Shackley doesn't just launch something just because it's August, but it turns out that seems to be a time that they do put out some new products. So they didn't hint too much on what they might be, but they did say that there will be new product launches, and that's always fun. But truly, one of my favorite things is what we learn about Shackley from behind the scenes. So the scientists who, again, I absolutely love because they're able to talk, at least to me, I can completely understand them. It's not too science-y. It makes a lot of sense. They seem to have a lot of fun, even though what they're doing is number one, state-of-the-art, over-the-top, and they just are able to come out and share, you know, why they're doing what they do and the Shackley difference, too. So that's another one of my favorite pieces.
You know, the thing about the science part is that I love so much because I've got that kind of green personality is that I need that to be able to share with confidence. I can share and say, you know, absolutely. And that, I love that about Shackley. That is one of the biggest things I love.
You are right. We were told that if, you know, it is written in the Shackley catalog or online, any of that verbiage, that we can share confidently knowing that we're not breaking any rules or the FDA won't get mad at us, which is things, you know, it's all good. But it's super hyped up, and when you hear it right from the physicians and the doctors and the researchers and the scientists who are all sharing it live at Global Conference, it just, I don't know, adds that extra confidence to it.
Right.
So we talked about the science and new products. Why else does someone go to conference? Anybody else want to share this morning? Dorothy, have you? I'm not sure that we have met, so I'm not sure if I've seen you at a conference, if you've gone to the conference.
Hey, girl. I don't think we've actually met in person, but I'm one of those people that I don't ever want to miss a conference. It's like, because we are around Shackley family, like-minded people. I feel like it's when we get back from conference, we have the ammunition to go back out and tackle the world again that doesn't quite understand how powerful Shackley truly is. It's like, so it just pumps me up. It's like, I love the Shackley stories. I love the Shackley people. It's like our Shackley family is the best. And yes, I will be in Vegas and we should track each other down. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's always great to meet the people that are on the call. So, and I love that. I think you're absolutely right. The kind of pumps you up and gives you that armor so that when you come back, you have that ammunition, so to speak, to share with people and be around the like-minded people. I love the stories as well. I don't think there's a year gone past that I haven't cried at the Shackley Conference from the personal stories that are shared, you know.
Just need to bring a box of Kleenex with me. It's crazy. It's like, and I think it's because Shackley changed my life so much. And then when I hear other people's stories, it's like I well up every time. Like I said, I should just bring a box of tissues rather than those little packages.
That is a great, great idea. We need to bring those to the event.
Right. Pass them down the aisle because there's a few conferences.
Right.
I don't think there was a dry eye in the place. It's like in some of the stories. So there you go. It's like I could pass them around.
Yeah. Well, I know last year when we were breaking boards and in that room, there were lots of tears and lots of stories, right? I think people were using Kleenex. They were using their sleeves, right? It was heavy.
And I look forward to it every year.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, I missed it last year, so I feel like, I've lost a pint of my blood. So
somewhere along the line, you got to learn how to break a board to see it was incredible.
I did. I did that years ago. I went to the Anthony Robbins thing. I walked the fire with Jennifer. I don't know if you were there or not, you know?
Yes. Did we break a board there? I don't remember.
I don't think we broke a board there, but we walked on the fire. I had done the breaking the board and the arrow with, you know, on your chest.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that was a real breakthrough time for me. So I was also going to add that are any of our performance athletes doing anything? I was trying to look up the names of them and stuff, and I didn't know. You know, it's hard for me to, you know, multitask that way. I'm a multitasker.
Yes.
In other ways, but not in remembering the names of, the performance athlete.
After the Olympics are over, Shrekley will announce all the golds, right, and the bronzes and the medals and where we place. But I'm pretty sure there has been some placement already. So it'll be exciting as the Olympics continue on here. I love it anyway, but it's so awesome to be connected. And because it's an Olympic year, and we have had the Olympians even when it isn't an Olympic year, so I'm guessing that we'll have a great opportunity to hear from them or see them. We got quite a few new Olympians on the team as well, so maybe hearing their personal stories on using the products will be shared too. You're right. Sometimes they don't announce the it's the little things in between, right? Like last year we got to take a picture, or a couple years ago, rather, we got to take a picture with the brothers who went to NASA or went to space, the twins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that really wasn't announced, or we didn't really know too much about it, you know, that they were our guests and keynote speakers. But to have the opportunity to take pictures and, Shrekley does a lot of that kind of pop-up surprise. When they introduced the BB cream and the skincare last year, they had little kiosks and we could try the products. That's another thing, too. Not only do we get to hear about the products, but a lot of times they'll be in the conference hall so that we can taste the new stuff, see the new stuff, and we get to do that firsthand right away. And I think that's a great opportunity as well to be texting team members, or if you're on social media, kind of showing where you're at and what you're doing and what you're seeing firsthand. I think that really kind of, I don't know, shows that you're dedicated to your business and, you know, you take the time out of your schedule to not only go to the conference, but check it out, the new stuff. And that feels good.
Cool.
I know it seems funny, but one of the other things that I love is the Shrekley store. I love to see, like, the new things they put together and the stuff I can bring back home or order when I get back if available. So it's always fun to kind of do a little bit of shopping there, too, and purchase things that you'll be using or wearing, right, when you're out
to learn how to bring things back in on the plane.
A great reminder. We may need an extra duffel bag. In the past, I know Shrekley's offered, you know, to take products home, to take product guides home. And for some people, that's super easy to do. But for others who are traveling or maybe have already packed their bag too full, sometimes they'll give you until the following Monday to place your order and still get the same kind of discount or deal. So that's always good. All right.
And I agree. Dorothy loves the Shrekley store also. It's like because my husband jokes and says that Shrekley sees me coming. I have learned not to pack, overpack so that I can bring Shrekley merchandise back home.
Right. That's it. Don't overpack.
It's hard, right, sometimes with all these restrictions because I think, oh, I'll just do a carry-on and then, you know, if there's things that are in liquid bottles or something, you know, I didn't bring a bag to check. So,
well, when you think of whatever airline you're doing, if you have one check bag, usually, what is it, like $25? It depends.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to send those catalogs home, that would cost you a lot. So it's really a good value to bring your bigger bag if you plan on bringing stuff home with you.
I would totally expect that you would have that all priced out and figured out, Chrissy. I appreciate that so much. That makes so much sense when you said it that way. I'm like, of course, why am I not paying for that bag?
Right.
That's fantastic. Well, and then how about staying at the Caesar's Palace? I haven't really done a whole lot of vacationing down in Las Vegas, so I don't know, when I tell people that we'll be at Caesar's Palace, they, you know, their eyes kind of light up and they're like, oh, that's pretty nice.
So well, I'm just looking at the price. Oh, my goodness. It's like really $140 a day. And
mm-hmm.
So it's $175 because of the daily resort fee.
Mm-hmm.
But still, when you divide that by four, that's nothing.
Right. Right. So a lot of times people are sharing a room. Great reminder. So a lot of times people are sharing a room, and I did see that Liz put some feelers out there on the team page, and I think maybe you even responded to that, Chrissy. So we're just looking for people to share rooms or to partner with, and you're right, by the time you break that down. And we all work it out, right? You know, interesting. Yeah. Somebody takes a shower at night, somebody's during the day. Yeah, yeah. And you figure it all out.
Yeah. You learn how to be quick in the bathroom. It's no big deal, you know.
No big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about $50 a night per person, which is, you know, that's with taxes and everything. So that's nothing, you know, that's nothing.
Yeah, very nice. So, and the travel there usually isn't too expensive. No matter where you're from to get to Vegas, there's usually some type of a flight special or something that you could book at a very decent price. So even when you figure in the price of the ticket, which is $199 for the conference and a couple nights stay at Caesar's Palace, the Shackley discount, and then, you know, maybe some of the incidentals when you're down there, it really is a fantastic price when you also include the guest speaker who alone charges $1,000 to attend his events. So it really it's always been a great value. Every year I feel like it gets better just because inflation seems to go up at all on all kinds of things. But I feel like the Shackley conference price has been $199. Sometimes you can get it at $149. I think that deal is now up. But whether you pay $199 or $149, it really is a great, great price. And something
you know
that I've been doing the last couple of years. Go ahead, Chrissy.
Yeah, I don't want to dominate if somebody wants to talk.
No.
It's just that,
please do.
That years ago, I opened up these Capital One charge cards, and instead of taking cash back or whatever, I take miles. And every conference that I've had, it has paid for my plane fare and my room with accumulated miles. So it's never a burden. And then I love that I can do monthly payments on the conference fee. So it's really made it great.
Right. It doesn't have to all come out at once. You're right. So Shackley will take out, what is it, $15 a month?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$15 a month. And then next thing you know, you have your ticket for the conference. And then tell us again. So you're using a credit card to make your purchases on a variety of things throughout the year, and then you build up miles.
Yeah, I use it for, I have actually two accounts. I've got my Shackley account, and then I have my personal account. And Capital One allows you to combine those miles if you want, the rewards. So I've had enough money. They will pay for anything that is related to travel. So it pays for the shuttle, pays for the airfare, pays for the hotels. So it's awesome. They just take it right off your bill. Very cool.
Yeah, that's a great tip. And then while we're down there, I don't think we're going to really need to be using a taxi or pay for any travel, right?
Right.
Unless there's something you really wanted to go see that's outside of the area, you could certainly get an Uber or pay for a taxi on your own. But everything seemed – I know when we were down there before, we stayed at the MGM, which is in a little bit of a different area. But literally, we walked everywhere. And I feel like I'm sure that's how this would be too.
Do you know anything about the shuttles there from the airport and what airport to fly into? I don't even know what airport to fly into.
Yeah, I haven't checked into the shuttles there yet. But, you know, because it's such a touristy place, I remember it went really smooth. I probably didn't plan that, Chrissy, as you know, that I'm not very green. I just showed up and got on the shuttle. But I remember it was easy, or at least for me it was easy. So.
Great.
That was with a green, I'm sure, made that all happen. And it was a lot of fun. Vegas is just a lot of, you know, lights and all of the above, right? So if you do enjoy a little bit of nightlife, or we also did some other things where we walked through some of the buildings and just looked at, you know, from paintings to, gosh, artwork and all kinds of stuff. So I feel like there's a little bit. So, you know, having fun, certainly at the conference, but then also I feel like Shackley does a really good job giving us a little bit of time too as well, whether that means you need some quiet time to wind down or decompress, or if you'd like to see the sights, so maybe plan yourself some extra time to do that if that's something you like to do. All right, what else? We've talked about a lot about going to conference and how to share that with, or what kind of things to share with others. What else happens at the conference, or why would we want to go?
To find out where we're going next year.
Oh, yes. The reveal. And they make it fun, don't they? Really dress up or do something silly or put a great video clip or something together. I know we always try to guess, like, where it's going to be. They did say they wanted a place that was affordable and even, you know, easy to get around for transportation. So I don't know if they'll continue to lean that direction like they did for Vegas or not. But, yes, you're right, Dorothy. That's fun, all the incentives for the new year, including where we will be going. All right. We have had a quiet group this morning, but lots of great discussion. I am super excited about the conference, super excited to get to see you. Even though, Chrissy, you didn't move that far away, we just don't really. And now I didn't even know you're in Florida a couple months out of the year. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Dodging all
yeah.
the snow.
Where are you in Florida?
Yeah. Where are you, Chrissy?
Fort Myers Beach.
Oh, okay.
Where are you?
And I'm right outside Tampa.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, we kind of skirt around that on our way home on 75, so.
Yeah.
Great. We'll have to meet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, make sure that we get you in the loop so that we can put a face to the name.
There you go. We can make that happen.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining this morning and joining in the conversation and talking about the conference. I think, like I said, I've heard rumors that this just might sell out. So if you have people who are teetering about going, you know, sell them hopefully on the list of things that we created and talked about today. And then if you do have some time or if you like to listen to podcasts or if you like to watch YouTube, check out Brendan Burchard. His information is on the Sheckley.com website, so you know how to spell it. There may even be some links there. But you can listen to some of his podcasts or watch some of his video clips. I think that you'll be inspired, as I was. So have a fantastic Sheckley day. I was going to stay warm, but you ladies are already probably nice and cozy, so I'm going to stay warm. Think about Florida.
Yes,
I don't want to rub it in, but I am in a tank top and a pair of shorts. Yes, I am.
Yeah, and me too.
Oh, my gosh, that's many months away.
And you are right. It's like, from what I have watched so far on Brendan Burchard, it's like he is amazing. I can't wait.
Oh, good. Good. All right. Have a great day, ladies. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Have a great Sheckley week.
You too. Bye-bye.